Welcome to this meeting of the Town Council. We'll hear, first things first, we'll hear a few words from Cantamus. First things first, have we any apologies, Town Clerk?
Apologies received from Councillors Fry, Hogwood and Kent Ledger.
Thank you very much. Now, we'd like to elect the Town Mayor for the forthcoming year. Are there any nominations?
I think Councillor Taylor has something to say here.
Councillor Taylor nominates. Good evening, honoured guests, councillors, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight it gives me great pleasure to nominate Councillor Andy Canning to be Mayor of Dorchester 2025 and 26. I have known Andy for many years and consider him to be a passionate and effective advocate in representing our county town. Andy was first elected at Dorchester Town Council in May 1999. Andy has worked tirelessly for the county town and delivered many positive benefits for us to be all proud of and on. Having moved here with his family from Sandwich, a town with many listed buildings, in 1998, he understood and enjoyed our rich heritage, which we have a lot. He joined the Heritage Committee, becoming chairman, in fact serving as chair for 15 years, in many projects we all enjoy today, which also bring many visitors to our town. The projects included creating town trails along the leaflets and interpretation boards, alongside the Millstream Riverside works, which brought about the site's designation as a legally recognised local nature reserve, alongside the huge improvements in our much-used Mornbury Rings. Economics is Andy's background, and was his first degree course at university. This took him travelling to many places around the world for his work. But his true calling was active politics, and believe me, he's active. But this true calling put it, and even staying up all night to see the 1983 general election results, despite sitting an exam the next day. I remember that election very well. As a recognition of Randy's many years of campaigning, he was awarded in 2017 the Liberal Democrat President Award for lifelong service to the party. A truly committed individual. And he was elected as Mayor of Dorset in 2012. And this, of course, didn't stop him continuing support and guidance that he has given and continued to give to many since. As I said, Andy was selected as Mayor of Dorset in 2012. This was an Olympic year, which was an amazing year, actually. A year of which, when the torch travelled through our town, showcasing our wonderful town and area, with Andy being forefront in the welcome of many to our town, showing us to the world. We had the eyes of the world on us for a long time, so it was good. Andy has never let difficult situations stand in his way, and I, for one, thank him. And I do, Andy. I thank him, along with all the council, for his continued support, and wish Andy and Mel, as mayoress, with much enjoyment in the year ahead. Ladies and gentlemen, honoured guests and councillors, I propose that this council do elect Councillor Andy Canning, Mayor of Dorchester, for the forthcoming council year, and seek a seconder to the nomination. Thank you.
Seconder? Can we have a seconder?
It's my pleasure to second the proposal that Andy Canning be Mayor for the forthcoming year.
Thank you very much. Do we have any other nominations? Okay, can I have a show of hands, all those in favour? That looks pretty unanimous to me. Thank you very much indeed. Now, there will be a short interlude while I swap gowns with the new mayor, during which Cantanas will also be entertaining us. Excuse us for a moment. Thank you.
Oh,
do this first. Yeah. And then the speech after that. Thank you very much, Kantama, sir. That was a beautiful singing you're doing for us this evening. Really, really appreciate that. Thank you. I have now to make a declaration of office. I, Andy Canning, having been elected to the office of Town Mayor of Dorchester, declare that I take that office upon myself and will duly and faithfully fulfil the duties of it according to the best of my judgment and ability, day to this day. Thank you. There you go.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oops. Fellow mayors, councillors, and invited guests, welcome. Good evening, everybody, and thank you so much for joining us for the celebration this evening. We really are delighted to see you here. I would personally like to thank the Town Council for honouring me with the position of Mayor of Dorchester for this year. It is a role I am very pleased to accept. I won't be speaking for too long, which I'm sure you're all glad to hear, but I wanted to share with you some of the reasons I am so pleased to be mayor.
and why I am so very proud to live and work in Dorchester. I moved here in 1998 with my wife Belle and our child Alex, who was only one at the time. We loved Dorchester from the first moment we saw it, and it has more than exceeded any of our hopes for a new life here. Dorchester is a friendly town with many wonderful people. It is a welcoming town with so much going on. It is a beautiful place with great architecture and a fascinating historical and literary past. There are so many great places to eat and many interesting places to visit. It is always a pleasure to wander around our wonderful museums, to sit in the Borough Gardens or Mornbury Rings and be entertained, or go and see a film at the Plaza. I do love the Plaza. I was very pleased to be elected onto Dorchester Town Council in 1999, and I'm proud to have been a town councillor here for 26 years. I'm particularly proud of all the work we achieved developing a variety of play areas across the town, including introducing accessible play equipment so all children can enjoy our open spaces. My love of history makes me very proud to have been involved in developing the town trails and historical notice boards around the town. And I am also proud of being part of the ongoing fight against development of the countryside. I have been pleased to be part of the campaign to save our countryside for more than 12 years now. Like most mayors, I really want to give back to the community I love. I was mayor before in 2012, and something my family and I really learned then was that there are many, many amazing people working really hard in Dorchester to make life better for others. There is so much going on in our wonderful town, and we are very much looking forward to attending events and meeting people. Something I learned last time was that it being mayor is about showing people that the town recognises their work, their dedication, and their commitment to making Dorchester a great place for everyone. We have chosen three worthy charities to support this year. I was diagnosed with Parkinson's 9 years ago. It has made it harder for me and to be as active as I would like to be, but I'm determined to show that it is something that you live with. It doesn't stop you from being yourself. It has also opened new doors to me. I never saw myself as a dancer. But since joining the Parkinson's Dance Group, which meets every week on Tuesday afternoon in this building, I've really enjoyed those events and the enthusiasm that everybody shows to achieve things. Thank you. The group is always in danger of ending for the lack of funds, but I've seen firsthand the benefits of movement and socialising, so it is my first charity. Secondly, we are supporting Space Youth Project, a local charity for young LGBT plus people. Space provides youth groups across Dorset, and we were particularly supporting the Dorchester one this year. My wife has volunteered with Space for 7 years now, and we know how important it is for young LGBT plus people to have somewhere they can go, where they can be themselves, socialise with others, and have help and support from trained adults. Dorchester is a welcoming and inclusive town, and we want to reinforce the message that everyone is welcome here. And finally, we'll be supporting Dorchester Disabled Club, who run regular social evenings and trips out for disabled people and the elderly in Dorchester, providing community and reducing isolation and loneliness are so important for physical and mental well-being. We are delighted to support this group. By the way, they're always looking for volunteer drivers, so if any of you have a couple of hours spare any time, I'm sure you'd really appreciate it. We are delighted to see some children from local schools here tonight. Thank you for joining us. Mel and I are planning to visit schools over the next year and help explain to children what the role of a town council is, how it works, and how it impacts on their lives. We look forward to seeing you in school in the future. Having Parkinson's has changed my life enormously. In my mind, I'd like to rush around, be busy all the time. But my body has other plans. So I'm delighted that my wife Mel is helping me out and ensuring that I can carry out my duties. And I'd like to invite her up here now to say a few words and read something memorable, please.
Very, very passionate about our town. It's absolutely true that the minute that we drove into Dorchester, when we were looking for somewhere to live, we were like, oh, let's live here, it's fantastic, and it has exceeded what we hoped. Very much looking forward to accompanying Andy to events, including visiting schools. So exciting to have children here. Thank you for joining us and helping to explain the important work of the Town Council. It really is a pleasure to see so many people here this evening supporting us. We really, really appreciate that a lot. Thank you for coming out on a Monday evening. It's great to see people here from Book Club and Poetry Club. And with this in mind, we have chosen a short reading from Thomas Hardy's The Mayor of Casterbridge, which of course is set in our lovely town of Dorchester. It goes like this. Mark Chutter can point out where I've changed two words later on. A person's life is a series of changes, each moment pushing them forward into fresh responsibilities. To stand at the helm of a town is no idle task. It requires patience, wisdom, and above all, a heart attuned to the people's needs. But the town does not merely rest in the hands of one, but breathes and grows with the guidance of many, united in purpose. And this evening, thank you all for being one of the many helping to make Dorchester such a lovely place to live, work and visit too. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. I'd now like to elect the Deputy Mayor of Dorchester for the coming year. Do I have a proposer?
Good evening. I should like to propose Councillor Robin Potter to be the Deputy Mayor for the forthcoming year.
Thank you. And the seconder?
It gives me great pleasure to second the motion that Robin Potter be Deputy Mayor this year.
Do we have any other nominations? No? Can I see everyone in favour of that? That's unanimous. Thank you very much indeed. Right, so Robin Potter elected. Yes, we'd like to give a vote of thanks to the retiring chair, Mayor Emeritus from last year, Molly. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Andy, and congratulations to you and to Mel.
Thank you.
It gives me great pleasure to propose a vote of our best thanks on behalf of the Council to our outgoing Mayor and Mayoress, Robin and Val Potter. They both seem to have had a year full of events and happenings. Their engagement list, which we get as councillors, certainly does not seem to tell us the whole story, as they seem to be just about everywhere. Even the Echo seems to follow them. They surely must be enjoying themselves, as they are always smiling. Check it out, are they smiling? Val has been reminding me of the pictures we see of the Queen, Camilla. She is always totally engaged, holding someone's hand or chatting to people. When I mentioned this to her, she just said, "But everyone is so interesting and has so many amazing stories to share." Robin has given so much this year. He has continued to vice-chair Planning and Environment Committee, alongside attending just about all other committee meetings as well, so he can be fully aware of the ongoing work of the Council That's no mean feat when you are a mayor, because there is a lot of engagements to undertake as well. He lobbied hard for the reopening of South Street following the fire last year, but even the mayor was unable to hurry the pace. So no one was more pleased than him when the passageway was opened. And Val, in her role of town chaplain, was also able to offer her support to the retailers in that area. The last couple of weeks have been especially busy. It's wonderful that the sun has shone on so many events and that the beacon was not dampened by rain, as Robin enjoyed the end of a very, very busy day to celebrate the 80th anniversary of VE Day. Of course, he lit the beacon and it went first try. This has been a full year. We know that you have represented the town with excellence, not just here, but also throughout the county. Thank you so much on behalf of the whole of Dorchester. We hope you enjoy your very soon to come holiday. He told me, Val told me today, the bags are packed. And some granny and grandad time before returning to be deputy mayor and mayoress. We know that Andy and Mel will enjoy your support. Again, thank you so very much to both of you.
Please. I would second the proposal of Deputy Mayor Robin Potter.
Thank you. Technically speaking, we're thanking them for the hard work they've done this year, so thank you very much. Can I see all those in favour of recognising their hard work? Yeah, everyone's unanimous. That's great. Right, I believe we have a...
Yes, we've got some badges to come in.
Yes. Councillor Potter, would you like to give us a few words?
Thank you very much. Thank you to all councillors and to all here. Ooh, I'm tired. Somebody said I've been working hard. Don't know what I'm talking about. This has been my third term as Mayor of Dorchester, and like the others, it's been extremely enjoyable to meet some of the many people and organisations who do so much to make this town the encouraging, inviting, friendly community that appeals so much to visitors and residents. As was shown in the local elections last year, after which I was very pleased to welcome Poppy, Jed, Vanessa and William to the council, as Barry, Susie, Alistair and Tim left. The last two fully deserved their recognition as new honorary citizens of Dorchester, along with Dennis Holmes. All three have given long and meritorious service to Alistair, to the town. Alistair's relinquishing of his town as role as town crier has led to the appointment of Anthony Harrison, who's already... Alistair's relinquishing of his role as town crier has led to the appointment of Anthony Harrison, who has already proved himself very loud and very competent with his OEAs. We also have a new majority party county hall and a new MP. Change for everyone, indeed. My year has been bookended with two important events that you've already heard about, to mark the 80th anniversary of D-Day and of VE-Day. The first event allowed Valerie and I to visit Bayeux with the Twinning Society and to visit the most moving memorials to those who fought there. Both commemorations included celebrations of different sorts, and each included with the lighting of the fire at our beacon on Salisbury Field in the presence of many citizens. I reckon I can claim to be the only mayor ever to have lit this beacon twice in the same mayoral year. Which brings me to the Great Fire, which totally destroyed the Gorge Cafe in South Street, as well as devastating its neighbours and shutting part of South Street into Hardy Arcade. I here reiterate my thanks and admiration for all those who worked at the fire site on that day in December to ensure no lives were lost, and also to those who have managed the site since to maintain safety around the gap where the cafe used to be, and to reopen pedestrian access past the appalling site. I do hope that things can be agreed to replace the missing buildings in the terrace, but recognise there is much yet to do. There's also been much disruption around the roads of Dorchester as well recently, as improvements are made to many roads and junctions. I'm certainly looking forward to seeing the benefits of these as they are completed, though I know they are still in the pipeline. Dorchester South Station has also seen improved access from the Bury Square side, though there's still scope for improvements across the platform too, particularly for those with mobility difficulties. Work still to do. You'll notice that access to this building has also been disrupted this year, as the front part has been substantially refurbished and opened up to make the areas much more accessible, with space for an art gallery as well as bigger and more flexible bar and coffee facilities. It certainly looks great when you come in. Bella and I have been privileged as Mayor and Mayoress to be at many events since last year. I've already mentioned D-Day and VE Day anniversaries, and would like to add One World Festival, Cider Festival, BeerX, Anonymous Festival, Literary, Walking, Roman and Science Festivals, celebrations of Ukrainian and Palestinian culture, Easter egg rolling, the town council's own 50th birthday, just some of the event entertainment we've enjoyed. Perhaps, though, the quirkiest when our ghost became ghost number 210 in Bury Square's Halloween attempt at the world record for ghost gathering. As I've already said, these others, too many to mention, have made this year, last year so informative, entertaining and enjoyable. My thanks of all the above go to all those who have contributed, in particular councillors and staff of the Town Council who have worked so hard for the events I have mentioned and many others, as well as doing all the things that make Dorchester a town I've been very proud to represent this past year, and of course I expect to be proud of for years to come. Special thanks to go to my Deputy Janet Hewitt, and to the Mayor's Secretary, Gina Wakeley, who has kept the appointment diary up to date with good information about where I should be, when and for what purpose. However, the most helpful person in the year has certainly been Valerie. It's getting me to the right place at the right time, the right place only the first part. Her most valuable science presence and contributions to events alongside me have been most graciously appreciated by me and all others. Again, my most grateful thanks to all who have made the last year so memorable and who continue to make Dorchester such a great place. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Potter. And now it's back to Cantharmis for a final song. Thank you.
Take a bit of time to talk to some old friends before we go up to the reception. If you haven't got any old friends, find some new ones while you're sat here. And you'll be called when they're ready to go up to the reception. Thank you very much.